are listening to Cummins PowerPods.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Cummins PowerPods. I'm your host, Neerja, and we're adding some color as we talk about powering pride this Pride Month. Now, this celebration would be incomplete without two incredible allies and advocates of the LGBTQ plus efforts at Cummins India. Allow me to introduce Annapurna Vishwanathan, Chief Information Officer at Cummins India, who excels in spearheading technological advancements and promoting LGBTQ plus inclusion at the workplace. As a proud sponsor of the Pride Employee Resource Group, Annapurna has played a pivotal role in fostering an inclusive and supportive work environment. Now, we are not alone, because joining her is Nima Nair, a strong ally and past leader of the Pride Employee Resource Group at Cummins India, currently serving as Technical Director at Cummins Technical Center India. Nima continues to drive diversity, equity, and inclusion and belonging, along with other innovation, and lead technological advancements with her expertise and passion. Let's go right ahead and welcome them to the show. Anu, Nima, hello, and happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you.
Happy Pride as well.
Now, this conversation feels crucial on so many levels. There's a lot to get into, but I do want to talk about the core of the conversation first. You know, Pride Month brings together allies from across the spectrum that play an important role in defining what DEI means to us. So, Anu, Nima, what does allyship mean to you? Anu, why don't you start us off?
Sure. So for me, I think the reason why allyship feels personal is because I recognize that at the very core, it's that want to, you know, be a part of creating an equitable environment. That's it, right? You know, just help make the world a place where it is comfortable for everyone to be themselves. So that's what draws me to this.
It's as simple as that. Nima, what about you? What does it mean to you?
Allyship to me means using the voice that I have to create inclusion. And I think that, like Anu said earlier, it's about an equitable environment, a place where everyone can be themselves the way they are without having to put on a mask.
What stands out is your commitment to community, to the community, and it's very, very reassuring. Now, let's get to the heart of the conversation. Anu, I have a question about a very important employee resource group that you put your support behind. And I've got to ask, as the Chief Information Officer, what motivated you to sponsor the India Pride ERG at Cummins India?
So, Neerja, I joined Cummins about 2 years ago, and you know, as I came in, I experienced a culture that was very, very inclusive. You know, it really, there was a lot of effort put into, you know, letting people bring their whole selves into work. Now, when I look outside, and I've had friends who belong to the community, and you know, I have a young child, and I've seen that, you know, for members of the community, it's often difficult to bring their whole selves to wherever they go. You know, there is a mask, there is, you know, a little bit of a closed door, and there's a guard up, right? And as a mother to a young child, you know, I see so many of his friends, I see so many children of that age. And, you know, for me, it's aspirational that the future of the world should not be that way. And if, you know, if within the confines of an environment that is similar to what we have at Cummins, I'm able to support and help create an inclusive environment where genuinely people can bring their whole selves to work and be comfortable in their skin, you know, for me, that's what matters. And, you know, the way I thought about it is that fundamentally, that's how our culture is wired at Cummins, right? We fundamentally believe in care. We fundamentally believe in inclusion. And so if the gap is between, you know, not knowing, if it's a gap of ignorance or if it's a gap of just having a conversation, getting people comfortable, then, you know, for me personally, I want to put in that effort to make that happen, right? So that's sort of my motivation behind, you know, supporting the ERG, you know, working with Nima to help just make it a part of the way we work and, you know, our culture, our language, and bring in some genuine inclusion.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing you have to take personally, you know, because treat others the way you would want to be treated, as simple as that. And what a way to show that you stand firmly on the side of inclusion and acceptance, Anu. And Nima, that brings me to this question. There are so many reasons to be an ally and support the community, but I would love to know what Pride means to you personally and how you or your experiences with the LGBTQ plus community have shaped your understanding of this movement.
I believe in the DNA aspect of what Anu was talking about. So care is part of our DNA. I've been with Cummins a long time. And the 16 something years with Cummins, I've always felt like I've always been working in the D&I space to help, especially with women in STEM and the gender diversity space. And it felt like a personal journey. It was like, I'm fighting for my rights and I'm trying to be the voice for my, the power to exist, right? And have that voice. And then I came across a colleague who was transitioning at work and realized I understood nothing, next to nothing about the LGBTQ space. My knowledge about LGBTQ came from sitcoms growing up in India. It was not a conversation you ever had. And I think it started with curiosity and just trying to understand what I don't know. And as I learned more, the awareness of how hard it is to be your own self, something as simple as your identity is something that you need to fight for. It just became a very natural part of the journey for me. Conversation with the colleague transitioning, the conversation recently I had at a all women's event in Indiana and the US with a colleague who's transitioning. It's fulfilling and it's heartbreaking, and it makes it really worth doing this, right? I feel more empowered to use my voice in this space as a cisgendered heterosexual a member of the community to actually be the voice of the majority in this journey to get equity for all. And I think it is very personal. And it's because I want to see, if not in my lifetime, that my kids get to see an equitable world where we are just fighting for our place based on merit. And hopefully not fighting, but yes.
Well, I mean, fight or journey, whatever you want to call it, it is for the long haul and not just for right now. And there's something very comforting and empowering, like you mentioned, about the fact that the leaders at Cummins India are leading with their minds and their hearts, you know, getting behind all the right causes. Anu, you've had plenty of experiences, interactions with other organizations. So from what you've seen, what do you think distinguishes Cummins India's approach to fostering diversity, equity, and inclusion? And to that effect, you know, we were talking about the India Pride ERG. How has that helped advance the DEI agenda within the organization?
Sure. So, like I said in my introduction earlier, I've been here for about 2 years, I've had long stints across multiple industries. A majority of this I've spent in, you know, the engineering and the manufacturing kind of sector, right? And then I spent a couple of years in the FMCG sector. What I feel is that when I look at this sector as a whole, right, Cummins is way ahead with respect to their work in this space. A very simple anecdote, you know, when I was interviewing with Cummins, I happened to pull up, Cummins India, and, you know, I was just doing the usual Googling, and I noticed that we were, you know, very vocal. We led Pride marches, you know, we've stood up, we've been comfortable expressing our opinion on this topic. And for me, that was something that was very, very attractive, because it meant that this company was genuinely okay with people being the way they are, right? And that is something that's very close to my heart, right? And I come into it, like I said, from the perspective of inclusion, right? I genuinely believe in an equitable world. So I think it's fabulous, because in our sector, you see that you know, it's a little more difficult, right? We are the group of companies that love machines, that love products, that love engineering, right? And, you know, to step back from our love for machines and to understand and incorporate and, you know, genuinely own up to making the environment equitable for everybody, I think that's an amazing effort. And I'm very proud of where Cummins stands today. That said, right, as, you know, someone who's leading the ERG, for me, it's not done, right? Because I think that there's miles to go. There's miles to go before we genuinely create an equitable world. And, you know, sometimes I look at the tech sector. And I see that I was recently at one of the big tech giants and, you know, no restroom was labeled male or female. All restrooms were gender neutral restrooms. It's a very simple sign. But it goes on to show that, you know, there is inclusion at the heart of how they operate. And so I recognize that we have, you know, we may have all the goodness in our hearts, but there are actions to be taken and we have a long way to go. And so for me, that's my motivator, right? Like in working with like-minded folks and going that distance and making Cummins, you know, so much further ahead than where we are and going forward in our journey.
That's incredible to hear. And maybe there's something, you know, to the fact that being surrounded by machines brings out the humanness in us all just a little bit more. And Nima, you've been a part of the Pride ERG since its initiation. So what is your perspective on this whole thing? How has the organization's journey been when it comes to supporting LGBTQ plus communities? And what are some of the milestones that remain etched in your memory forever?
Yeah, I'm so glad Anu said those things, right? So it feels like every time I think about what we need to achieve, it's like this long list of things that we need to do. But yes, it is really nice to pause and think about where we've come from, the journey that we've had so far. And being with Pride ERG even before it existed, right, in India, moved here in 2014 and we were not even having a conversation around this. It is something that was difficult. Being a heavy manufacturing world, mostly in non-urban areas, with the manufacturing facilities in non-urban areas, there was a lot of hesitation. And coming from that to launching the ERG before the laws of the land changed, Pride March, you know, with complete Cummins branding when no one really wanted to talk about LGBTQ. And from there to where we are today, celebrating milestones in, policies and putting benefits in place and changing the dress code. We spoke about that. Even having gender neutral restrooms, we're not there yet with every restroom being labeled, but you know, we have every site has availability of gender neutral restrooms. And it's something that, you know, it feels good to be here. And it feels good that, and Nija, you said something about us being leaders and leading from the front, but it actually feels good that you don't have to be one. It feels good that you could be anyone in the organization who has a great idea for inclusion and you stand up and speak about it loudly and you will be heard. It may take some time to get us there because we have to figure out the logistics around it, but oh yeah, we absolutely listen. And it's not just the leadership, it is about every person in the organization. And it's such a wonderful part of the journey with the influx of multi-generational aspects, the intersectionality of what we're looking at now. It's not just LGBTQ, it's LGBTQ with gender diversity, it's LGBTQ with disability, it's LGBTQ with all the different aspects of diversity we want to talk about. It's an amazing place to be.
You know, I mean, the ultimate goal, of course, it is inclusion, but ultimately it is about having all these incredible voices heard and seeing how that benefits the organization and the community. And hopefully the word inclusion won't have to be said in these contexts anymore because it's just so commonplace. And I think that is really where we should be headed. So there's no slowing down, clearly. And I do have one final question as we reach the end of this conversation, but hopefully the beginning of many more amongst those that are watching. As we look towards the workplace of the future, how do you envision the role, inclusion and empowerment of LGBTQ plus talent, considering the evolving narrative around, you know, LGBTQ plus rights and equality? Anu, why don't you start us off?
I believe for me, the workplace of the future, like you said, we shouldn't need to have these conversations, right? It should be implicit. It should be understood. Truthfully, you know, I've been an ally for about 2 years, and there's so much of reading that has gone in to even understanding what a lot of the terms are, right? And so I think, you know, just continuing being on that journey, building an environment that is so inclusive and so aware that we don't have to educate every person who comes in or every person who is already a part of the organization, and they know how to genuinely include, right? And, you know, when you think about it, when you look at even women as a diverse population, the journey that they have gone through, right, as we have gone through, right, today it doesn't seem very different for many of us. And so for me, the workplace of the future, for me, it isn't as much about the physical aspects of a workplace. For me, it's about the mental aspect of a workplace, where we shouldn't need to explain, we shouldn't need to make an effort to include. It should be so innate that, you know, everybody just is comfortable being themselves.
Yeah. And Nima, what do you think about this whole piece?
So I am very confident that everything Anu has said will happen. Right. I'm very confident. We are on the journey. It will take some time. Of course, you know, everything takes time. But the passion that we see, the organization, the inclusion we see on a day-to-day basis, the journey I've seen with Cummins globally and in India in the time that I've been with it, incredible leaps and bounds change. Right. So I am confident we'll get there. What I hope for is that there is such a significant influence of the workplace of the future on the communities that we have an ability to change the world. It seems like a very big dream, but I'm really hopeful. And I have seen Cummins do that before in the history that they've had. So it doesn't feel like a moonshot. I feel like we'll get there, but it does feel like something we should aim for.
Well, it's not far-fetched at all, considering, you know, there are wonderful people like you sort of driving this, you know, effort. And I recently read a quote that went, "Why be a star when you can make a constellation?" Right? We're all stars in our own right, but which of us are willing to include all kinds of other stars to make something bigger and more impactful than ourselves? And there's so much to be gained from sharing the table, and Cummins India evidently has plenty of seats. So Anu, Nima, thank you so much for joining us as we talk about Pride this Pride Month, and hopefully this is a conversation that will continue, you know, for the rest of our lives.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
You were listening to Cummins PowerPods.